As it was wartime, was there any particular security? Did you have to, assumedly you have to clock in, but did you have to have a pass or anything like that just to prove who you were?
No, there was no any security around the factory at all. It was there was security on the entrance, but it wasn't enforced. And as far as the employees were concerned, whether they were recognised or not, but you just rode in or walked in, as the case may be.
Quite laid back, in other words. Right, it's wartime, and obviously food rationing would be in place. Was there a canteen, and could you eat there?
In the latter part, yes, there was. There was a canteen there, which was very good, actually, because I used to run the table tennis section there. And bless their hearts, I can't remember who the woman in charge was, but they used to leave us sandwiches and biscuits and tea, because we used to come back to the canteen where we were allowed to play and erect the tennis tables. But they were very good to us in those days.
Was, if I mentioned a name, Miss Palmer, being in charge of the canteen, would I have got the right name?
Yes, that is correct. Yes, Miss Palmer. But there was other ones there as well. Yes, Miss Palmer was the lady in charge there.
So by eating in the canteen, I suppose you saved a few coupons that were in the ration books in those days.
Yes.
Were there any sort of incidents directly related to the war? Like, did the company premises get bombed at all, or were there any fires or anything like that?
No. The nearest that they had there was in Montpellier. That was bombed. But very little damage was done, and that's a considerable away from Fieldings. But that was the only incident that they had.
If obviously the air raid siren must have gone then when these raids were taking place, were there anywhere where the employees could shelter if there was an air raid?
Yes, remarkably enough, the cycle rack where we used to park was just outside the entrance to the main gate. But that was an old churchyard, and it was the cellars we used to go down if it became that during the night you had to go out there. But it wasn't regulated in any way. You didn't have to just finish, because at night time there was only the machine shop that was working. The fitting shop didn't. But yes, the two cellars, which were left from the old church, they were used as air raid shelters.
Ah, that's very interesting.